Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Black Girls Make Music. I am Alicia Renice, and I am so happy that you're here. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you all to everyone who's returning. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you for your support and your love. For those who are new here, welcome. This is a community and just a beautiful place for Black girls in music to really be inspired and encouraged and supported and all that good stuff. So thank you so much for joining us here. So that was the mission. I didn't find a place for Black women where we could really share our artistic aspirations and, you know, get the things that Black girls need or Black women need of all ages, of all backgrounds. Just, you know, I didn't really see us in the independent music scene. So I wanted to create something for us, by us. You know what I mean? So thank you again for being here. Welcome to February, you guys. Welcome to February. January, everybody has been posting memes and things like that saying that January has been the longest year ever, and I find that hilarious because January has been long. My birthday was actually in January. It was January 26th. Yay, and I turned 30. Yes, I turned 30. And so, again, a lot of people, their responses are like, oh my God, like, I'm getting old and all this other stuff, and they freak out. But one, I had my quarter life crisis when I was 25. And then two, I've just gotten to the point where I feel like, so what? You know, like, so what if I'm 30? Who cares? You know, I'm still going to go after my dreams. I'm still going to chase it. But more on that later. I just want to encourage you all, you know, it's still the first quarter of the year. I know that we set goals and intentions in January. And if you have not reached those goals, it's okay. It's all right. You know, even if it was September and you haven't reached those goals, it's okay. The fact that you're still here, the fact that you still have breath in your body, the fact that you're still pumped up and you believe in yourself, you know, that is all the ammunition you need. Of course, you need discipline and all this other stuff. But if your mindset is not there to create, then what's the point, you know? I just want to let y'all know that I believe in you. I think you all are amazing. The support that I've been getting has been amazing, and you guys have been amazing. So thank you for encouraging me, you know, when I feel like no one's listening or this is pointless, you know, and I become weary and all this other stuff. You all brighten my day. You all brighten my day, and I thank you so, 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 so much. A few announcements before we get started. For one, I am creating a playlist, kind of like a Black Girls Make Music mixtape. And so if you have any music on Spotify, please email me. Please email me those links. I also have a form in the description that you can fill out to send your music. I would love to put you on the mixtape. So far, I have like 7 songs, and I kind of want to put this together so that, you know, everybody can get their shine, so people can see Black girls making all different kinds of music, Black girls in all different kinds of stages. And I say Black girls, I don't necessarily mean just like young women either. I mean Black women, period. You know, whether you're 85, 95, 105, send your music. If it's on Spotify, send it to me so I can make a playlist for you and include your music in it. Also, I am looking for women to submit like the music files to me. So you can email me those, because I want to put your music on the podcast. I want to be like, hey, this is, you know, this song by this person. And, you know, even if you want to send me a little blurb about the song or like the process of making the song, that would be great. That would be phenomenal. And I would really, really appreciate it. Yeah, because I'm trying to put all my Black women on. I just want to put them on, even though I'm a small YouTuber, a small, you know, podcaster. I want to put y'all on because I just believe that we can all make it. We can all eat. I believe that if I lift up other people, I will be lifted up. I believe in community over competition. I know a lot of people have said that before, but I'm seriously about it. And yeah, and I hope that you are too. Another announcement is that this podcast is going from a weekly podcast to a bi-weekly podcast. That's right. You heard it. So instead of getting episodes every week, you'll be getting episodes every first and third week of the month. And so this is because of a lot of reasons. For one, I have a lot going on. I'm trying to, you know, pursue my music career, my photography career, my writing career. I have a lot going on. And I want everything that I'm doing to be done in excellence. And I know that if I spread myself too thin, it's not going to be done excellently. And so I am willing to cut back a little bit so I can give y'all quality content over just like, oh, I got to spit this out. I got to hurry up and do this, you know, and get this done just to check something off the box. I want to give y'all quality stuff. And so if I have to step away for, you know, a week to get that done for you guys, then by all means, I'm willing to do that. Also, if you would like weekly podcasts, I have a Patreon. That's right. Alicia Renice has a Patreon. And there are so many things over on the Patreon page. I got to shout out my the two newest patrons, Miss Carla Walker and Miss Proud Mary. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for believing in my vision, understanding that artists have to eat too, and that to create music, to create art, to create podcasts, content, it costs money, you know, and it costs time. And so I'm very grateful for my two newest patrons. If you would like to support me, if you like my vision, if you want to get podcasts, if you want to get secret podcasts, if you want to get, you know, the links to my music first, if you want to get downloads of my demos, all this other stuff, check out, or like inspirational art. There's so many things over there. And in one episode, I'll probably go over everything that I have, but just check it out. I'll put the link in the description and you can check it out and see if it's something you're willing to invest in, if you're willing to support me in. And if not, I still appreciate you. I still thank you for being here. You are amazing. One more announcement. So like I said, my birthday was last month. It was on the 26th. And on the 26th, I released an EP. Yay. So the EP is called Play. Play Volume 1. It's 5 songs and it's free. And if you want to get the project for free, click the link in the description. I include everything there. Everything I'm talking about, you can check out there. Yeah. So I'm so excited about this. I made DIY videos, you know, I really just had fun with this project, and I hope that this project brings you joy. It came from the need to just have fun. That's why it's called Play. I feel like we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect and polished that we end up not creating anything, you know? And I figured, you know, when I actually have fun with something and I play around with something, that's when I actually create my best work, my most authentic work. So I encourage you to do the same. And yeah, check out the project. Again, it's free, and you can click the link in the description. I also have another podcast called The Full Well Project, and that project is more like general encouragement and love, and I have other projects to share in interviews with other people just about like their life story, and I really feel like everybody can get something from that. So please check it out. Please check out The Full Well Project as well, and that will be given on every second and fourth Tuesday of every, so you can get weekly podcasts, is just two different ones. So yeah, so those are pretty much all the announcements. Thank you so much for listening thus far, because I know that was a lot, but I had a lot to share with you all. I'm so excited. If you have any announcements you want to share, if you have projects you're releasing, if you have initiatives and things like that, please submit those to me, please, so that I can get this stuff out there, have people support you in your area or online, because you know, I don't think that me supporting anybody else is taking away from anything I'm doing. I would love to build up a network, and that's what I'm trying to do with this project. So again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. Now that you've suffered through all these announcements and things like that. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com. But until then, let's get into today's episode. All right. So today's episode is called Beyonce or Bust. And this came from someone named Kathy Heller. She has a podcast that I listen to called Quit Your Date or Don't Keep Your Day Job. I'm sorry if I butchered that. But it's a great podcast. It's really encouraging. She was a musician as well. She's a white woman. She gives a lot of great encouragement. It's really cool. So this idea of Beyonce or Bust is something that we seem to adopt, you know, quite early in our, as soon as we get the idea that we want to be an entertainer, we think that in order to be successful, that we have to be Beyonce, like in whatever Beyonce is to you, you know, whether you like her or you don't, the girl is a superstar. The girl is like, anybody mentions her name and anything, and it's just like everybody fawns over her. Everybody, you know, salivates and it's like, oh my God. And people think that they want that kind of recognition and that kind of support and love and all that other stuff. And, you know, it's because we're being fed this idea that unless we're superstars, our dreams don't matter. And I'm here to tell you today that that's not true. You know, that is not true. You see yourself where you are now, whether you're beginning or you're further along in your career and you have a fan base or whatever, like it can be really discouraging if you think that success, all success is Beyonce. that's discouraging, you know, and it can be disheartening. It can make you want to quit your career because, like, why even try? You know what I mean? Like, I look at myself, if I were to do that, and I'm like, dang, I'm 30. Like, Beyonce's in her late 30s. Like, how am I going to get on her, like, level? And, you know, the truth is, honestly, I don't want to be Beyonce. I don't want to be Beyonce. I don't want that kind of recognition. I don't want that kind of fame, you know? To me, I want to be able to go to Target and mind my business and not be in the papers tomorrow. You know, that's not glamorous. That is stressful. But before I even got to all that, I had to get to the point where I was like, okay, Alicia, and we talked about this before in a previous episode, but what is success to you? Like, what is success to you? Why do you feel the need to be a Beyonce? And again, I was hooked on this idea of fame, that like fame equals love, that fame equals security, that fame equals being rich. And we all know that's not true. You know, there are famous people who kill themselves every single day because they're not happy. There are famous people who are broke. You know what I mean? Like, it can be really, what is the word? It's a lie. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's this lie that we're fed that we have to be super, super famous in order to be successful. And I'm here to tell you that is not true. There is this idea called 1,000 true fans. And this is something that I've just recently learned about and I've been trying to, you know, apply to my own life. The idea is that all you need, so say, before we even get there, determine what is enough for you, right? What is the life you're trying to live? Are you trying to live this life where you just like jet setting all over the world and like living in a mansion and all this other stuff? I would ask you to rethink your success. Why is that success to you? Is it because, you know, you feel, are you trying to like stunt on people just because you feel inadequate right now? That's some more work that you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would hate for you to get to that point to get rich just to stunt on people. That's not a full life. That is not joy. That is not peace. You know what I'm saying? That is not gratefulness. That is not giving someone something in abundance. That is a lacking mindset. Oh, I got to get the latest whatever because I'm trying to stunt on people who didn't believe in me. That's not a peaceful success. That is stressful, you know? Think about what success is for you. And like I said, we talked about this before. So really add up your bills. Add up the life that you're trying to live. What kind of house are you trying to live in? What kind of, you know, lifestyle are you trying to adopt? What kind of car do you want to drive? Like, and not just to be stunting on people. Do you just want a good car? You know what I mean? Like, really calculate how much it costs for you to live the life you want to live. Maybe you don't want all that. Maybe you just want to pay off debt. You know what I'm saying? Like me, okay? Like, maybe you just want to pay off debt. Calculate how much it costs for you to live this dream life and then determine what is enough. So like you have enough to cover all these bills. And then I want you to calculate how much you want to save, you know, to save for future retirement, to save for a rainy day, all this other stuff, right? And this is just the money part of it. This is just the money part of success. Like what would be a success for you? Would it be having enough to help other people? That is one thing that I really want to do. When I get money, I'm trying to help my mom, I'm trying to help my aunts, my siblings. Like I'm trying to help everybody that I can, my friends. When I eat, we all eat. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get to the point where I am able to be of help to people that I love, you know? And so I know that if that is the goal, then I have to figure out how much I need to make to be able to afford that kind of lifestyle, you know? And it's the same for you. Calculate how much you need to live the life you want to lead. And then from that point, determine what you need to make from your art. What are different things that you can do to make money from your art? You know, if you're a musician, can you tour? Can you teach? Can you put on concerts in people's houses? Like, figure out different streams of income that you can determine for yourself, right? Okay, so when you set realistic goals, when you set, you know, this idea of, oh, this is enough for me, you know, then the bar isn't so far away. You know, you're not stressed out trying to make $100 million, you know what I'm saying? Like from not making anything. You can make money slowly and more healthy in a way that really sustains who you are and your lifestyle. You know, that is success to me, to be able to not have to worry, to not have to work, live paycheck to paycheck. Like that could be success. It doesn't have to be this huge superstardom, you know, like it doesn't have to be like that. So now that we covered that, let's talk about the 1,000 true fans. So the idea is that say you want to make $100,000 a year, right? All you need is 1,000 people to give you $100 in exchange, of course, for something that you're giving them, to give you $100 in a year to make $100,000. If you want, you know, if you want less than that, if you only want 50,000, that's easier. If you only want 25,000, that's easier. Or if you want more fans to give you less money, that is easier, right? So this formula really just is just talking about going small and going deep with small. You know, you look at Beyonce, like, yes, a lot of people love her and admire her and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? But she also has different business ventures that she's taken to make money. You know what I mean? Let's just be real. Like, Beyonce's success is not the rule. It is an anomaly. Like, this doesn't happen often. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, in the music world, there can only be one queen, right? In different genres, unfortunately. And it shouldn't be that way. But it is, you know? And Beyonce is taking that platform. So you, my dear sister, do not have to work yourself to death trying to be the next Beyonce. You can have success in your small circle of fans, in your small circle of community, in your small circle of whatever tribe, like whatever word you want to use for these people who support you, who are your patrons, essentially. You can figure out a way to make a living with the people you have. So let's move away, slightly away from money, right? Let's move away from money because we know that we need money. Like that is, I just want you to think about ways that you can make money, you know, like I said, teaching or giving or, you know, whatever, concerts, touring, these kinds of things. Like you can brainstorm on your own how many different ways. We can actually do a whole episode on that, and I probably will. But let's talk about success, right? Success is up for you to determine. It is not predicated by what other people say about you, what other people believe about you. And trust me, it's hard because I'm struggling with that as well. Like, when your own family doesn't believe in you, it makes you feel like you're a failure. It makes you feel like you're not successful. It makes you feel like, oh, well, what's the point of doing this anyway? You know what I mean? And I get it. And I get it because I'm right there right now. And as I say this to you, I'm saying this to myself, as I always am, right? Do not give up on your dreams because people cannot see it. That dream was given to you. That dream was given to you. You believe it. You feel it. You feel it in your bones. You know that you can do it. You know that you can make a living. And even if people think you're not doing it on their terms or, you know, as soon as they want you to, it doesn't matter. You determine what success is. If success for you is being healthy, is being in loving relationships, is being around supportive people and like being able to spend time with your family while making a living, then let that be success to you. Let that be successful to you. If being a success is just getting out of debt, let that be success for you. You determine what success is. You don't have to be Beyonce or Rihanna or any of these other superstars to be successful. You are successful today. Even while you're trying to figure things out, even when you don't have the answers, even when, you know, it seems like everything is falling apart around you, you are successful today because you keep showing up, because you keep doing. You are successful. This idea of when people say, I have the same amount of hours as Beyonce, no, you don't. I'm here to tell you, you don't have the same amount of hours. Like, it is not your fault that you're not on Beyonce status. It is not your fault. You are not a failure for not being on Beyonce status with your music. And I hate to keep using Beyonce, but this is just something that really gets under my skin. We beat ourselves up so much for not being superstars. And you don't necessarily have to be. You weren't put on earth to be Beyonce. You're put on earth to be you. And affect however small or big that circle of people you were meant to affect. You know what I'm saying? Going back to this idea of you have the same amount of hours as Beyonce does. No, you don't. One, she has resources and money and teams and things like that. 10 times out of 10 or 9 times out of 10, it's you by yourself. It's you by yourself or you with your friends who are helping you in a team and things like that. You don't have the same amount of energy or time or resources as Beyonce. That's silly. Of course you don't. Of course she's, you know, she has the ability to, you know, collab with Adidas. Do you? Do you have those connections? No. Like, let's be kind to ourselves. Beyonce's success is great. That is amazing because I'm all here for Black woman excellence. That's awesome. But what I'm not here for is people using that as an excuse to be mean to people or to be mean to ourselves and label ourselves as failures because that is not true. You are doing the best that you can with what you have. You determine what success is for you, not nobody else, not Billboard charts, not, you know, TV shows or, you know, what do you call it? Award shows or anything like that. That is not success. That is rigged anyway. That's a whole other conversation. Like, whatever. That's a whole other conversation. But you are amazing. You are a gift. Your gift is a gift and it's meant to be shared. It is meant to encourage and inspire other people. And I'm here to tell you that you are not a failure. You have not failed. You are successful right now, today. I know that we have dreams and aspirations and things we wish to accomplish, but what I don't want to happen is for us to not be present in this moment. What I don't want to happen is for us to just be like totally count ourselves out because we're not where we want to be. Take time to really appreciate where you are now. The fact that you're here and like even trying to build steps to build your music career, the fact that you're here trying to build community, the fact that you're listening to this podcast, the fact that you encourage other people, the fact that you show up and create music and are brave enough to share it amidst all the people out there who are haters and mean and horrible and who are emotionally and artistically blocked themselves and jealous and envious and just cruel, that is success. I am proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Like, I feel like I'm about to cry. I am so proud of you. And you should be proud of yourself. You are worthy of respect. You are worthy of love. You are successful. Say it to yourself every day. You are a success. You are loved. You are appreciated and you are needed. You know, I felt like I wanted to give up on my music career because I didn't feel like I was going anywhere. I didn't feel like, you know, anything was coming from it. You know, my family was looking at me like, oh, you're not bringing in any money. And like, it just, that just makes you feel like, well, dang, like y'all don't see all the work I'm doing. You know what I mean? And my husband had to pull me aside because he sees the work I'm doing on a daily basis when these people aren't, right? These people looking on from the outside, he sees all the work I'm putting in. He sees me editing podcasts. He sees me putting together playlists. He sees me, you know, making EPs. You know what I mean? Like, I have an EP coming out in May. Like, I'm trying to do the work. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I have to do to get it done. And me doing the work, even in the process, I am a success. I am a success. And so are you. So, sis, let's not tear ourselves down. There are enough people to tear us down as there is. Whether you believe in God or not, I do. The enemy seeks to destroy us, and he will even use our own voice to destroy us. Period. Don't give him that win. You mourn, you cry, you do what you got to do. And I'm not, because I'm not a person who's like, don't feel your feelings. No, if you're sad, if you're discouraged, be that. Feel those feelings. You know what I'm saying? But don't give up. Don't give up. Take all the time you need, sis, but we need you. You know what I mean? And even we need you to share those experiences with us. We need you to share the hurt and the heartache and how hard it is. Like, we need to hear these stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, I share my story in hopes that I'm encouraging somebody else to feel like, okay, I'm not alone. I don't feel like I'm failing. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff is important. Your vulnerability, your story is important. Like, that is what's going to set you apart. That is what makes you a success. You being strong enough to be honest, to share your feelings. And even if you are in process, like me, I haven't hit anything. I'm not signed. I'm not making millions of dollars, but I'm trying and I'm here today. And I'm here to tell you today that you, that your gift, your brilliance, your creativity, your drive, all that stuff is worth it. Is worth it. And it would be a shame for you to walk away and give up because of what other people say. And again, I understand. I get it. It hurts. It sucks. You want people to be in your corner. I totally understand. But please do not allow people who, one, don't see your vision, who don't care to support you, to stop you from doing something that you feel in your bones that you were put on earth to do. Because not only I believe in creating for ourselves first, but you are also creating for other people. I'm not just doing this podcast for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, last week, there were 8 people who listened to this. And I'm grateful. And if I didn't show up, they wouldn't get what they needed. So my whole point in all of this, y'all, is to keep on keeping on. Keep pressing forward. If you need encouragement, email me. Email me. I am accessible. I am here for you. Like, Let's figure this thing out, but don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Please don't give up. You are so close to really just figuring out who you are and figuring out what success is for you and doing the daggone thing, and we need you. So thank you again so much for listening. Email me at blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com. Send me your music so I can put it in the podcast. Fill out the form so you can add your songs to the Black Girls Make Music mixtape. All the things. Follow me everywhere at AliciaRenice.com, but also Alicia Renice on all platforms. The links again are in the description. You are amazing, sis, and I wish I can hug you right now because I get it. And if you are in a place where you see other people struggling, hug them and hold them up too. Because it's hard out here, y'all. It's hard. But thank you so much for being a part. Again, if you want to support me, if you want more stuff like this from me, more encouragement, more love, check out my Patreon. You'll get insiders that a lot of people won't. And show me how I can support you. How can I support you? That's the question. Send me an email. Let me know. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful week. And I will talk to y'all in 2 weeks, all right? Love you. Bye.